Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Almachius.
Here, my son. Drink it slowly. I'll hold the cup for you. Slowly, slowly, my son, slowly. Dying of thirst. Give me more. To give you all you can drink would be dangerous. My hands are bound. My feet. Why have I been bound? For your protection and mine. A giant of a man such as you would overpower me. Rush to the spring, drink too much, too fast, and make himself ill, or die. The others, where are they? Others? There are no others. I found you alone. There were 10 of us. Don't talk, my son. Rest. Let me talk. And perhaps some of your questions will be answered. Talk. Talk. This morning, I saw vultures circling nearby. That meant a man or animal was down in the desert. I went to the spot and found you. You couldn't walk, but you did manage to crawl to this cave. Lake. I remember. I was crawling to the lake. There is no lake. I saw it. It was a mirage. Except for an occasional oasis. There's no body of water between here and the Nile. 100 miles to the east. Here now, here's a full cup. But you must drink it slowly. Good. 100 miles, you say, to the Nile? Yes. I walked 100 miles. Through the burning sand. I'm the only one alive. The poor devils. I should never have persuaded them to come with me. They were weaklings. But I, Bardas, the strong, I made it. I made it.
No more talk now, my son. It's late. You should try to rest.
Go to bed, old man. You look tired.
I must wait.
For what?
For you.
I'll be all right. Untie me.
The moment I did, you would rush to the spring. I must give you a little at a time until there's no danger. Here now. Drink.
You torture me with one drop at a time. If you are wise, you will release me now. You must, sooner or later.
Trust me, my son, you're not the first man I've seen dying of thirst.
Give me water, or I'll wring your neck the moment my hands are free. Give me water!
Better now?
I wouldn't trade one cup of this cool spring water for the best wine in Egypt.
Here, use this ointment. Your wrists are lacerated from the rope.
Who are you?
My name's Almachius.
And you live in this cave all by yourself?
Yes, this has been my home for 10 years.
Why? Why do you do it? Live in this barren, miserable hole.
For a very simple reason, I turned my back on the world to find a place where I could meditate on God's great mysteries.
You're what people call a holy man.
That, among other names, less complimentary. Help yourself to food.
You're not eating. Is it because there's not enough for both of us?
It's a holy day on which one must fast.
I've lost track of time. What day is it?
It's the first day of the new year.
But that's a day of celebration.
For non-Christians, my son. For us, it's an important day in the life of Christ. The octave of his birth.
That's something I don't know anything about. And care less.
Would you care to tell me about yourself? You don't have to, unless you wish.
Did I say anything? Anything you could make sense of? When you found me, you said I was babbling like a child.
Only that you were calling out for someone to follow you. That there was a lake ahead.
I must have forgot they were dead. 9 of them. We were on a ship, prisoners of a man called Julian the Butcher.
A Roman?
Yes. He bought a lot of us at the slave market in Memphis. He was taking us to Rome, so he said, to learn the art of fighting with Roman weapons. He indicated that if we fought well, someday we might be free.
You didn't believe him?
A Roman sailor got drunk one night and talked. Julian the Butcher runs a gladiator school, where slaves and criminals are taught how to kill each other. Not as we thought in war, but before a crowd that pays to see this slaughter.
Yes, I know of these exhibitions.
Then the sailors spoke the truth?
All too true. When the gladiators are trained, they are rented out to promoters who in turn charge admission to see them fight.
I can understand why a man kills in battle for a cause. But to kill, to amuse others, is an odd sort of entertainment.
It's an abomination. A disgrace to the Roman Empire.
Then why is it permitted?
When Constantine adopted Christianity, he abolished the combats. But over the years, they have been gradually revived.
Anyway, the sailor told us enough to make us want to get away. I organized the escape. We went overboard, swam ashore, and headed into the desert.
Were you followed?
I doubt it.
Then you don't know for sure?
No. Why do you ask? You think we might have been followed, that we are being tracked?
This Julian would have to pay a high price for gladiators. He would try to recapture his own property.
If he follows, all he'll find is bones. The bones of 9 slaves.
But those bones indicate your direction of travel. And there's been no wind for days to shift the sand over your tracks. He may follow so long as there are tracks to lead him to you.
I'd better move on.
You must recover your strength.
But you say he might track me to this place.
There's a cave not far away. Now you rest here while I provision it with food and water. You will hide there.
You do this for me, a slave, for whom Julian might reward you. Why?
Because it's what Christ would want me to do.
I don't believe in this Christ of yours.
Then I must save you in the hope that you shall before you die. Now I must pack and be off.
Will you be gone long?
It will take about an hour. Now you lie still and rest. You'll need your strength to climb to the cave.
Almachius! Almachius! Are you back?
No, Bardas, he's not back. It's Julian.
You,
Say it, the butcher. It does not offend me. The sailor who talked too much will never do so again. I cut out his tongue. But you were a fool to try to escape, Bardas.
You lied. You made us believe we would be trained to fight as soldiers, and that one day we would earn our freedom.
A gladiator who wins the required number of contests is often freed. Several of my former, let me say, students are bodyguards for high-ranking officials.
Why should I kill other slaves to amuse the Roman crowd?
For you, the glory, Bardas, and for me, the profit. Bardas, when you're face to face with a man trying to kill you, when you hear the cheers of the crowd, when they have lifted you to their shoulders after a victory and sung the praises of your prowess in the taverns, you will know what I mean. And you'll be glad I bought you and went to all the trouble to track you down. Yes, Bardas, someday you'll thank me. You'll call me Julian the Benefactor, not the Butcher.
Bardas! Bardas, there are soldiers! Roman soldiers all around. I'm too late.
Late for what, my friend?
You're Julian.
Yes, I've come to take my property.
Bardas doesn't want to become a gladiator.
Oh, doesn't he? I've just explained to him the rewards of a successful fighter.
Let him remain.
Oh, do you take me for a fool? Why do you suppose I continued to search for him even though the others were dead? I wanted him originally for his size and strength. But I had to buy the 9 others to get him.
I won't go back. You'll not take me.
20 men wait at the mouth of the cave for my signal.
They can overpower you, Bardas, and take you to Rome. But by refusing to kill men, you'll please God.
All right, that's enough, Almachius. You've earned your reward without throwing in your Christian claptrap. Here's your money.
What's this?
The reward for sending the signal.
You betrayed me. Bardas, he's lying.
He left the cave so as not to be here. We waited a while and then came on.
Bardas, don't listen to him. He talks to you with Satan's tongue.
You led me here. You tied me. You fed me water, a cup at a time. Why?
To save you, my son, so that your soul would...
Bardas, there's no need to be grateful. Almachius knows there's no reward for a dead slave. Come, we're wasting time.
This man will use you to enrich himself, and when he has no further use for you, will cast you out.
Is he any worse than you, who betrayed me for money?
Will you come peacefully, Bardas, or shall my men carry you to Rome, trussed and bound like an animal?
I will go.
I shall pray, my son, that you shall know the truth.
Betrayer, if you're a Christian, I never want to see another.
Almachius, if you should ever come to Rome, I shall see to it that you are given free admittance to the games.
Until now, I had no thought of going to Rome. I shall come. I'll attend the games.
Good, good. You shall be my guest.
I shall be there, Julian. But you'll wish I had not come.
Listen to them, Bardas. They're still cheering you for the way you brought down that Nubian. He was as big and strong as you.
He had no skill. I toyed with him. I could have downed him in 2 minutes.
Oh, you've learned well, Bardas. 2 years ago, when I brought you here, you would have killed him right off. The crowd wouldn't have cared for that. It wants more action for its money.
Let me see Bardas. I know him.
Bardas can see no one. Bardas is resting.
Bardas, I'm Almachius, remember? Egypt. The cave.
The holy man.
Turn him out.
No. Send him to me!
Bardas, this isn't wise.
I want to see him.
Remember what he said. If he came to Rome, I wouldn't like it.
Bardas!
Almachius, welcome to Rome.
When did you arrive?
3 days ago.
Did you see me in the arena today?
No.
Too bad, too bad. Barda's down 3 rivals in an hour.
May God have mercy on their souls. May God have mercy on your souls.
Why are you in Rome?
By the will of God.
Indeed.
Bardas, that day in the cave, this man lied to you when he tried to make it appear I had betrayed you.
Old man, if you came all the way to Rome to tell Bardas that, go back to your cave.
Tell me, Julian, does Almachius speak the truth?
It was a trick, Bardas, I freely admit it. I wanted to get you away without a struggle.
Thank God you have confessed.
It makes no difference.
Yes, Almachius. Suppose Bardas had listened to you. He would be in the cave, weaving mats, eating locusts, and saying his prayer.
Here I'm famous. People follow me about in the streets. Gifts are showered on me. Did you hear the crowd roaring this afternoon?
I heard.
That was for me, Bardas, the great. The greatest gladiator.
Now, Almachius, that your mind's at rest and Bardas understands that you didn't betray him, you can return to your cave.
No. I must remain in Rome.
Why?
Until these pagan games are abolished.
Are you mad? The people want the games. You could no more abolish them than reverse the flow of the Tiber.
The people like yourself who make a fortune on these contests want them. The people never have had a chance to witness anything more inspiring.
If you think you can stop them, by all means, go ahead. See how far you get.
I'll appeal to the Emperor.
Oh, the Emperor knows he can't make the Tiber flow upstream. I tell you what, while you're waiting to see him be my guest next week, here's a ticket. Here's 2, in case you want to bring a friend.
I will see him. I will persuade him that this is evil.
He can't do anything, can he?
Of course not, Bardas. So he might make a few speeches in the streets against the games.
Shouldn't he be stopped?
Stopped? No, I should say not. He'll call attention to the games. By telling the mob how wicked they are, they will flock to see for themselves. Why, he's better for the gate than 12 men with placards.
But he said he was going to appeal to the Emperor. He once told me a former emperor had abolished the games.
Oh, that was Emperor Constantine, but it was 80 years ago. The games were quickly restored after his death and came back with a wider appeal than before.
So there's nothing to worry about.
Nothing, nothing. Emperor Honorius is out of the city. But even if he weren't, your friend wouldn't get by the first guard.
Citizens of Rome, the gladiatorial contests are pagan superstitions and are an abomination to God. Do not attend them, for when you do, you are condoning that which is sinful.
Silent fool!
I say you are sinful. The poor slaves must kill to enrich their masters. But you who cheer and applaud the flow of blood are more guilty of sin. For the games wouldn't continue without your patronage.
Get your tickets for the games tomorrow. Bardas the Invincible will be pitted against the finest gladiator of Africa. And citizens, listen to this. Women escorted by husbands and sweethearts will be admitted at half price.
Come back! Come back, good citizens! They didn't even listen to me. I don't understand.
Why don't you go back to the desert where you can rejoice in listening to your own voice?
I must stay until my holy mission is accomplished.
That could be never.
If it is God's will I die in Rome, so be it.
Very well. If you are in the city New Year's Day, come to the games. We always have something special. This year's will surpass all others. After the gladiatorial contests, men will fight barehanded with wild beasts.
You mock me. You know I will never attend.
By the way, Almachius, was the Emperor delighted to see you?
You knew he was out of the city? But he returns tomorrow. And then I shall see him. I will not be deterred. I will see him with the help of God.
What's your name?
My name's Almachius, Your Majesty.
I've consented to see you because the captain of my guards tells me you've pestered him for a week. And he wants to be rid of you. Where are you from?
Egypt.
What brings you to Rome?
To put a stop to the idolatrous gladiatorial contests.
And how do you expect to do that?
That was not revealed to me. However, since it's within your power to put an end to these evil, sinful games, I appeal to you.
Well, I've considered abolishing the games, but my advisors think it unwise. The people must have diversion and entertainment.
But they are unchristian. If people look upon brutality for entertainment, they become brutal themselves. And that time will come when the life of the individual will no longer be held sacred.
Well, I'm sure your intentions are noble, but as a practical matter, I cannot abolish the games. Well, that is, without excellent reason or excuse.
Isn't it enough that they are evil?
I'm afraid not. What one man may regard as an evil, another may say is necessary.
You say, however, you could act if you had excuse or reason.
That's right.
What might be an excuse?
Well, if I had word the gladiators were conspiring to revolt, or the promoters were offering them as soldiers to enemies of Rome, or if the crowds created a riot. In simple words, any act tending to create sedition or treason.
I'm told on New Year's Day there's to be a special kind of contest.
It's customary. The wild celebrations on the eve of the New Year are deeply rooted. They predate Christianity.
But the day of the New Year is holy, and the church requires it be given to the Lord. Surely you could rule no games be held then.
Well, the people are fond of these games, and to bar them would cause resentment and bitterness.
But when it's sinful...
You come to me in the name of the church and say, the games the people have attended for over 80 years is an evil, do away with them. But does the church offer anything to take their place? That's what's needed. The church should establish some sort of festival or celebration to take the place of the present games.
That will take time. But at least stop the games scheduled for the new year. You are a Christian emperor. You can proclaim the day is sacred to the life of Christ, and therefore should be observed as a day of obligation.
And be accused the emperor is subservient to the Pope. No, Almachius. I need some pretext not so religious in nature. Give me that, and I will act. And now I have other matters to attend to. You may retire.
But I'll carry you along for a few minutes, and then I'm sending you down.
Stop, Vardas! Stop!
Hold that fool! Don't let him near the fighters! All right. All right, get him out of the arena.
Stop, Vardas, in the name of the Lord. You shall not kill this man.
Get away from him!
Kill me if you wish.
Stand aside!
No, throw down your weapons, both of you.
You fool! Thousands have paid to see me fight.
Citizens of Rome! Today is the octave of the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. In his name I call on you to cease from superstitious worship of idols, cease from polluted sacrifices of human life. Leave this arena of blood. This place is an abomination to God.
Citizens! By what right does this priest come and interrupt your entertainment? For days you've looked forward to seeing your favorite, Bardos the Invincible, perform. You've saved your money for this day. Now are you going to be robbed? Then away with him.
Run, Almachius. They'll kill you.
Stone him!
Bound him!
Bardas. Come to God. I beg you. Marcius, cover yourself. Forgive
your shield,
Bardas. Save yourself.
Enough! 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 Stop! You'll kill Bardas! Don't kill Bardas! Enough, please! Oh, no, no more stones! Enough!
Oh, Bardas. Bardas, you're hurt. Why did you try to save the old man? Why didn't you protect yourself?
Before the old man died, I promised him I would never fight again. His God has seen to it. I keep my promise.
Dead. He's dead.
Because of a riot at the games on New Year's Day, during which a saintly man was killed, I order you, Julian, banished from Rome. I further decree that henceforth gladiatorial contests and all other such activities are outlawed.
The emperor had Almachius enrolled in the company of Christian martyrs. Today, January 1st, is a holy day of obligation on which all Catholics are required to attend Mass to remind them of the mysteries of their religion and of the important events in the lives of Christ and His Blessed Mother.